So, here we are. Each time I succeed, I take on something more difficult. Each time I succeed, I take on something more difficult. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Each time I succeed, I take on something more difficult. Well, I lead a very busy life, because I'm succeeding in everything that I put forth before me to do. And so each time it becomes more difficult to do the next thing, and if that were true, I'd quit. Each time I succeed, I take on what may appear to be more difficult, but because I succeeded and because I developed the talent, the awareness, the genius, it's not difficult for me. Ingeborg, tell me, what is 1 million times 12 trillion? Now, quickly. Well, Ingeborg...
12 trillion.
What?
75 gigazillion.
75 gigabillion. So, you see...
Gigazillion.
Gigazillion, okay. You see, now, they're both wrong, but they're both making interesting statements. Now, if Ingeborg were to say, that's my knowledge, that I know that, and that's just fine. Ingeborg, do you have to tell me what my answer is?
Yes, no.
Ingeborg, are you your own master?
Yes.
Are you here to pretend that you are a marionette or a puppet for the rest of the world?
No.
Does the rest of the world tell you when to smile and when to frown and when to get up and when to get down?
No.
Who tells you when to smile, when to frown, when to get up and when to get down?
That is, smile is something native.
That's your choice, right?
Yes.
Thank you. So, you tell yourself. You tell yourself when you want to smile and when you want to frown, when you want to get up and when you want to get down. You tell yourself, plus the gazillion other possibilities of what could be done. Now, why don't you do what other people ask you to do? And I will answer for you. You don't do what other people ask you to do because if you haven't already done it, it's not interesting to you. And you have no interest in doing anything that's not interesting to you, right? So this is true for all of us. Now, I was talking with a lady in my office this afternoon, and she was telling me that it's difficult to be perfect. It's difficult to be whole and perfect. It's difficult to live in a harmonious life where everyone in your world is a beautiful person. And I said, yes, it is. And I said, the only reason it's difficult, my dear, is because you have a big nose. And it's normal to be interested in what's going on in the world and to other people are doing and what they're thinking and saying. I say, if that's normal for you, then that's fine. What's normal for me is not to know what's going on in the world. Only to whatever I think is going on is going on. Now, do I think that harmony is going on in the world?
Yes.
Do I think there's peace on earth?
Yes.
Do I think that everyone in the world is a totally magnificent being just like myself?
Yes.
Okay. You see, when we think those thoughts, then we don't say, I wonder whose child that is. Who is he running around with? You know, and I wonder who these people are. You know, what's their background? Where they come from? Why are they here? Well, what are they trying to get from me? You know, and every time I ask silly questions like that, I give up control of my life, and I give up control, and then as I succeed in anything, the next step is going to be exceedingly difficult. If the first step that was successful was that I was able to say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me, and I look around me, and I see peace everywhere, peace, 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 peace. I don't even see any anxiety, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Your next test is going to be more difficult. The next test is going to be what? So we might just flash it off. Say what comes to your mind.
Unconditional love.
Thank you. Your next test, unconditional love is always there. The next test is going to be your body.
Okay.
The healing of your body. Now, you saw all the world whole and perfect. You saw all the world at peace. Now, can you see your body at peace? No, because you are so close to it that when it pains you, you know it. When it touches you, you know it. When it smiles at you, you know it. When it frowns at you, you know it. And that's tough. That's really tough. The first one is easy, just having peace on earth, you know, because everywhere you looked, you saw peace. All right, now, look at your body. What is your body? Your body is ideal. Your body is perfect. Your body is fantastic. No, your body's not. Now let's, Herb, you're messing us all up here now. What are you trying to do? What I'm saying to you is, Ellen, tell me what's going on the third cell from the left above your knee cap. You have no idea. You don't even know it's there. You'd have to go down there and count the cells, and you'd say, my goodness, there's so many. Which one is the third cell from the left, you know? And you see, you don't know, Ellen. That's perfection. Perfection is when you don't know that any cell is there. It does not get your attention for being happy or sad. You understand? So, when I can work with you to treat yourself and train yourself and know yourself, that your body's perfect. You don't even know it's there. You have no idea what your heart's doing. You know, you don't. People have cancer that's eating up half their body. They don't even know that it's happening. You know? Kind of silly, isn't it? But they don't even know it's happening. And a lot of people, little children, they don't have the slightest idea that they have a perfect body. They don't have the slightest idea that every organ, action, function of their body is doing its perfect thing. They don't know that. And they don't have to. But the thing is, what they do know is that they like themselves. They like themselves. They like themselves a million times. They like themselves. And when you can start liking yourself like a child likes themselves a million times, without any relative finger pointing at any particular area of your body, you like yourself. You like yourself. I spoke to a girl again in Germany yesterday, and she was saying, it's hard for me to say I like myself. And I say, why, are you such a bad, evil person? No, but I've done dumb things. And I said, well, who hasn't? I said, are you going to live with those dumb things? You're going to let them be gone and start living with the good things now? Well, that's what I'd like to do. And I said, well, then work on it. Let go, the other. And she says, well, my psychiatrist, aha. You go to your psychiatrist and they keep bringing you back. And I tell you, I'm not against psychiatry. I'm not against any of these things. Whatever game you want to play, that's just fine. But the more you concentrate on the problem, the more you enjoy the problem. The more you concentrate on the solution, the more you enjoy the solution. Until all of a sudden, you forgot the problem. You forgot the problem. All of you guys come walking into my office many times, and I'll say, well, what brings you here now? I forgot. Well, what do you mean you forgot? You got all the way here on some pretext or other. What brought you here? Well, I hurt my toe. And I said, well, great. Now, if you kick your toe against the side wall here, you can hurt the other toes too. You know, don't let that one toe be all by itself feeling hurt. Herb, that's stupid talk. No, you're stupid talk to tell me that you hurt a toe. Well, if you come in here and you say, Herb, I have 9 perfect toes. And I say, cool. Try for 10. What's wrong with that 10th one? Nothing. Then wrap that 10th one in that same love you wrapped the 9 in, you know? And you watch and see. That 10th one will respond exactly the same way. You see, our body is our toughest burden. And it's tough because we're so close to it. We're so close to it. Ellen talked to a woman in the grocery store, and the woman was saying that her son was in prison for an auto accident where he hurt somebody. And Ellen said, well, did you say to your son, I'm behind you 100%? Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, did your son actually do the dastardly deed? See, now that she really didn't know. Did your son say he did the accident? If he did, then go along with him. But if he didn't, if he said no, he didn't do it, perhaps he didn't do it. Now, if you believe in him 100%, you must believe in everything he says. Now, is the son going to say he didn't do it when everybody says he did it? Only if he didn't do it. Because it's so much easier to say you did something than to say you didn't do something. And once you say you did it, you just pay your fine and you're done. If you didn't, then they say, you know, you're not very sound and you'll go back and do it again. But you see, when you have accomplished one success in your life, then the next success is going to be more difficult. Not because it's difficult, but because you're going to see whether you really apply the rules that you learned in having success the first time. Hey, all these people who talk about walking on fire, what a bunch of idiots. I think everybody who walks on fire is an idiot. Now, a person who walks on cool, wet moss, oh, they're cool. But those who walk on fire are idiots. Now, have you talked to any person who said they walked on fire and really walked on fire? What did they walk on?
Cool, wet moss or something.
They walked
like that?
On cool, wet moss. So you see, they're lying to you. They say, I walked on fire. You didn't walk on fire. If you walked on fire, you'd burn yourself, you know. But you walked on cool, wet moss, or whatever you called it, you know, whatever program. And some people walk on it three times. And I think to myself, why are you doing this? Why don't you say, I walked on cool, wet moss three times? And who would think that that was such a big deal, you know? Who would think that's such a big deal? Because that's normal. Now, when you do anything, you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Your body is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of your body is perfect right now. You walk on the pure consciousness right now in the cool, wet moss, you know, in your consciousness. And you just walk through everything. You can do it. There's nothing keeping you from anything except yourself. And yourself is keeping you from a lot. Because if you ever are master of the input from your divine mind, your brain is out of business. Your brain has one responsibility, and that is to give you a fuse, a gauze, give you a filter for the divine ideas. And it says, you don't want this divine idea that you're whole and perfect. You want the divine idea, you're almost whole and perfect, you know. And so you teach yourself that and you believe that. But the moment you have made that affirmation that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I am enjoying my original purity and integrity, the moment you say that, then the brain has nothing more to do because you have a direct connection with your divine reality within yourself. You do not have to have the divine within you, the intelligence within you, the oneness, the allness within you, go through the filter of your brain. It goes direct into your experience. And wasn't that nice? Except you're going to miss all of those unhappinesses. You're going to miss all those pains. You're going to miss all those experiences, all those adventures. But that's okay. Do you want to miss them? You say, oh, yes, yes, yes. No, you don't. Because if I say to you, do you want to miss them? And you really are a divine being, you'll say, miss what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Miss what?
Right. Miss what?
Yeah, miss what? That's right, miss what? So you see, get your act together. Get yourself so pure, so integral, so wonderful, that you don't know how to answer a question that you don't have an answer for. What's a million times a million? See, instantly you don't have the answer. But what's the allness? Me. What's the wholeness? Me. What's the isness? Me. Are you the isness? Nope. I am. I see you as the isness, but you're the isness only because I see you as the isness.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Yes. I am the only one in my world. I'm the only creator in my world. And everything that is in my world, I create. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Ellen, you don't exist inside of yourself. The moment you exist inside of yourself, I don't exist. I am not your creator anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I am not creating you as my image, and I'm not creating you beautiful or bad or anything else like that. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, each time I succeed, I take on something more difficult. I take on something more grand, more wonderful. And it is great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Think on these things. My, 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 my. Think on these things. If you would think on this little essay that we've conducted in these last 16 minutes, you would have the answer to your spiritual illumination. Have fun. I love you. 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 I love you.